9 years. I'm the second longest lasting principal in the history of the school. The longest lasting was Acock. He was here for about 14 years. I've been here for 9.
Okay. So like throughout those years, what was like your highlight of it, of your career here?
Every day.
Okay.
Every day was a highlight for me, or has been a highlight and continues to be a highlight. For the simple fact that every day when I come to Boyd Anderson, I feel that I do something positive for the student body, whether it's a conversation, curriculum, new programs, conversations with community members, parents, about how to improve the school and how to make the school better. And the passion that I had when I got here 9 years ago still persists.
Okay.
Still continues to be the same. Thanks to the great group of people that I have been able to put together here, the student body now enjoys the programs that we have here. The graduation rate last school year was 94%, which is one of the highest in the district. We have now programs that a lot of other schools do not have here. I invite both of you and more students, not this week, but by the end of next week, go up to the aviation classroom. We bought some aviation simulators where the students will be able to get certified.
Oh, for the airplane? Okay.
How to fly a manless object and how in the security of flying. And the students will be able, students in that program will be able to transition directly into Amarillo, Broward College, or any other college that has an aviation program, to become either a pilot or become a mechanic or the aviation. And we're talking about making some serious money after 3-4 years.
Definitely.
You know, the technology program that we have here is another great program that we have been able to put together, and it's really, really helping a lot of students see focus into the future as to what they want to do. Health and wellness, culinary, the partnership with we have with FIU and Broward College, and now Embry-Riddle. We offer over 36 college credits right here at Boyd Anderson High School. It's you know, Boyd Anderson is really, really has risen to the occasion in many, many, many different ways. The number of incidents at the school are very, you know, very, very low, if any. You know, we live in peace and love here, and you know, people feel happy coming to school every day. Now and then, kids are going to have disagreements, you know, like it happens in every school. But I tell you, Boyd Anderson is really, really at the top right now, and I am very, very proud of all those things. And for that, you know, that has taken a lot of work to put into place. And this is why I say that every day is a highlight for me when I come here.
Okay. Our teacher told us that you were, what was it?
A prison?
A prison, like, guard or?
I was a captain. I was an officer.
So how did you go from being that to getting into education?
I had a very good friend. I grew up in New York City, and I had a very good friend. He looked like yours a little bit. His name is Henry Milburn.
Okay.
We used to play basketball, and you know, and hang out, do what boys do, you know. His father was a police officer.
Okay.
So one day, I graduated from high school, went to college, and one day he invited me to go and take the police test. So we went, we passed, we did the physical, we did the psychological, they did the background investigation, and they call us. He went into the police department. My mother did not want me to go into the police department because back in those days it was, you know, a lot of shooting with the police in New York. So I went into corrections, which was safer, same benefits, same money. And I was an officer for 5 years. And I was a cop. Then I studied like crazy when I was an officer to get promoted. And I got promoted to captain. And I was a captain for 10. I was in charge of a facility that had 3,000 inmates. And I got sick of, tired of the criminal.
Like seeing multiple people come in.
The criminal cycle. In and out, dealing with the judges and dealing with the lawyers and seeing the same faces. People that look like me, you know, coming in and out, in and out. People that look like us, coming in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. So I said, you know what? It's time for me to go do something else.
So I
have my bachelor's degree. I applied for a teaching certificate at Tallahassee because my mother was already here in Hollywood. And they gave me a temporary certificate and I came, moved to Broward. When I went and I resigned, people did not believe me. Said, you are kidding. You need to take a few days off. There's no way that you're living now. You have another 5 years to do because, you know, it's 20 years to get a retirement plan in New York. And I said, nope, I'm going to be a teacher in Florida. So that's what I did.
And so you felt like you could have high school kids, like mold them so they don't end up going into prison?
Well, when I came, I just wanted to be a teacher. I just wanted to get away from that life and become a teacher and
see, like, a better
go
side.
From one side of the fence to the other.
Okay.
You know. And when I came here, I didn't have a job.
Okay.
Because I just moved here. So I had a cousin that lived in Alapara. And she got me a job over there teaching, being a substitute in IS, internal suspension. And they gave me the principal. It was an elementary school. And I would imagine, I come from Rikers Island, which is a place where you deal with people that have committed serious crimes, to Alapara. And now I have tiny little kids in front of me.
Gotcha.
And, you know, fifth, fourth, third grade. So they gave me, the first day they gave me 3 kids. And I went in and I told them, I read to them. And we talked about the reading and what was in the reading and, you know, having a conversation with them. And then I connected the learning from the book to life experiences. And I said, when you learn that, you can do this. And let me tell you a story. You know, I come from this and that, and I told them a little bit of my job. Oh, and they were really, really excited about listening to some of the stories that I told them. You know, teach us that, teach us that. And I said, okay, let's do that, let's do this. From now on, we are going to learn how to sit just like if you were in the military. When you're in the classroom, you're going to see just like if you're in the military. You know, and I explained to them how to do it. I said, when you walk, you're going to walk just like when you were in the military. When we go to the cafeteria, it's not going to be the cafeteria anymore. It's going to be the mess hall. And when I say to you, turn hood, you guys have to get up. All right, you put your shoulders up. You put your hands straight down. And you look forward. Okay, this is discipline that I'm teaching you guys. You have no idea. You guys have no idea how much they embrace all of that. So the first day when I took the kids to the cafeteria, marching one behind the other, and mind you that these were bad kids that came from classrooms the teacher threw out.
So the teachers, when they see the kids, are like,
when the people saw the kids walking to the cafeteria, they were looking at me like, you know, what did you do to these kids? They sat in the cafeteria, lined up one behind the other, you know, one next to the other, put their hands on top of the table, and looked forward like they were frozen on ice. And the following day, I had 10. And the following day, on my third day, I had 15 in the classroom. Because now they were talking to the other kids. So the principal called me into her office, and she goes to me, Mr. Almond, sir, this is not working out. I was shocked. I almost fell off the chair. Because I was going home and telling my mother and my wife, you have no idea of the job that I'm doing at this school. I had 3 kids, now I have 10. So, I resigned. I didn't go back to that school. Because I didn't get into teaching to be mean and bad and nasty to little kids. I got into education to help people, to teach. So I didn't go back. I lived here. My mother lived here in Sunrise. And I lived not in Hollywood. And we had a house in Pembroke Pines.
Okay.
And I applied for jobs, and they called me from Piper. And they gave me a full-time job. About two days later, they called me. And they gave me a job there teaching ninth grade. And from there, I was there for 2 years. Then I went to Nova, stayed there for 10. Then I went to Northeast for 1 year. Then I got promoted to principal. I was the principal of Seminole for 1 year. And then in that one year, I raised the school from a B to an A. And then the school became open. And the superintendent called me and said, you know, we have a job for you. I said, what is that? He said, Boyd Anderson. I said, okay. He goes, you want to apply? I said, absolutely. And I applied, and I've been here ever since, and I love every minute of it.
Okay.
Now, going back to what you asked me, and I explained that to you so that you understand, the question that you asked me, if I got into this because I wanted to help kids, you know, not go to that life, and the answer is yes, because, you know, and how did I been doing that by what I just explained to you?
Gotcha.
You know, teaching a combination of not only academics, but also discipline. One of the things that I have done here at Boyd Anderson High School when it comes to discipline is from day one, I attacked the dress code. And headsets, and hats, and people being respectful. And thanks to that, and a lot of people fought me on it, including students, fought me hard. But I stood my grounds because I felt deep in my heart that it was the best for the kids. And thanks to that, you know, you see the student body here now, you know, come well-dressed to the school. You don't see people showing their underwears. And now and then we see a kid here and there with steel headsets because it's a social epidemic, you know. But you know, the student body is not only a lot more behaved, but it's more focused on academics, more focused on discipline, more focused on going to college or going to the military. The programs that we have here are a lot better, and the students in those programs are really focused. Last year, we had 105 kids pass the SAESERV and the ProStar. Those are the culinary exams that allow students to work right after high school.
So they don't have to.
We had about 80 students pass the health and wellness certifications. We had, I don't know the specific number, but I already told you that we have a partnership with Broward College and FIU. We had a significant number of students last year, over 100 kids doing dual enrollment classes here, college level classes, earning college credits. You know, so everything has been, the fights have been worth it.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we really needed.
Love that's the answers. It? I thought it was more. I'm starting to enjoy this. You sure you don't have any more questions?
Well, we're doing a normal article, and then another group of us is doing an opinion piece, so they'll probably be back to ask more questions.
Well, I enjoy you guys visiting, and I was looking for more.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for